With your ag news, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. Biofuel leaders discuss more about the set. We'll have details on that story, but first a word from our sponsor.
So most companies claim they have good people, good product, good customer service, but the question is how often. We go the extra mile to take care of our dealers and our growers, and more importantly, their families and their customers.
ProSeed tries to bring a family-like experience. Farmers, we want to understand what their challenges are. We also want to bring products to them that help them overcome those challenges so that they can be as successful as possible.
Need seed? Think ProSeed. ProSeed.net, great seed at a reasonable price.
The Environmental Protection Agency is quickly approaching its deadline to propose a multi-year rule called the SET. The rule will establish a new baseline growth in low-carbon biofuels. Several national farm and biofuel leaders held a webinar to discuss the future of the renewable fuel standard and biofuels. John Doggett, CEO of the National Corn Growers Association, says a strong SET rule would build on the success established through the RFS.
We are sequestering a lot of carbon as we're producing the feedstock that goes into ethanol. So we're producing corn, and a lot of our farmers are saying, I can prove that I'm producing corn with zero carbon footprint. We couldn't have done that many years ago, and we're doing it today. So that allows ethanol to have a much lower carbon footprint than we did even 10 years ago. So what we have now is we have ethanol that is in the marketplace today that can be used in the vehicle you own today. And it really is a great benefit to the consumer, to the environment. And it's certainly very helpful to rural America, because we've seen the storefronts get that plywood off the front, and we've seen more vitality in our rural communities.
Jeff Cooper, president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, says a strong SET rule can jumpstart the Biden administration's decarbonization goals.
We think EPA has an enormous opportunity with this rulemaking process to further decarbonize our nation's transportation fuels. And again, I want to remind everyone that the RFS is the only statutory program on the books today that requires fuel decarbonization. I mean, we've got tailpipe standards, we have fuel economy standards, but those are focused on vehicles and engines. We have stationary source programs that focus on emissions from fuel production facilities and other manufacturing, but the RFS is truly the only program that forces reductions in the carbon intensity of the fuels themselves.
The RFS is already making a big impact on reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
The RFS has already delivered substantial greenhouse gas emission savings. Renewable fuels like ethanol are already delivering very significant carbon intensity reductions. Through last year, the RFS, really since 2008, is responsible for reducing greenhouse gas emissions by about 1 billion tons.
With your ag news, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich.